Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, August 16, 2010. Israeli military abduct youth and settlers uproot olive trees in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers abducted two Palestinians in Hebron area on Monday morning. Eyewitnesses reported that Israeli troops kidnapped Tamer Ahmaru, 14, in Al-Fawar refugee camp in Hebron, and Osama Najjar, 40, in a Zahriya town south of Hebron. Both were taken from their homes and were taken to unknown destination. In the meantime, 10-year-old Inas Mazen Kakur was admitted on Sunday at night to the Hebron Governmental Hospital, suffering from various bruises after being attacked by a number of Jewish settlers in Tel Rameda neighborhood in the city. The child was playing in the neighborhood when a group of extremist settlers violently attacked her without any provocation, local sources reported. Some years ago, Israeli settlers forcefully occupied Palestinian houses and set up an illegal settlement inside the city of Hebron with the protection provided by the Israeli military. In related news, Sami Hannatsha, 8, was hospitalized in Hebron after being rammed by an Israeli military jeep. His condition was described as moderate but stable. Staying in the West Bank, a number of Israeli settlers uprooted olive trees from a farmland near Nablus, which belongs to Abdel Hamid Mohsen. Mohsen said that the settlers came from the nearby settlement of Shivut Rahel and have uprooted 250 small olive trees, adding that this will affect his business for the coming 2 years. In Bethlehem, Israeli authorities decided to remove a section of the wall in the northwestern part of Bethlehem area. However, meters away, Israel continued to construct an alternative section of the wall that will surround and isolate the village of Al-Walaja. Palestinians living in the area say the removal of the section of barrier is just a formality when the actual annexation wall is being constructed directly southwest of the structure being removed. The section of the annexation wall currently under construction near Gilo is being built on land seized from the village of Al-Walaja, where weekly demonstrations have been held for nearly 1 year. In the Gaza Strip, eyewitnesses said that a number of Israeli bulldozers accompanied by armored military vehicles entered the coastal region and bulldozed some farmland in the eastern area of Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Troops and bulldozers left without any clashes with the residents. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmaili.